92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Nobody on the show knows what's about to happen.
No.
But James White is here. Hello, James.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today. Your credentials, if you can run down the line and explain to everyone why exactly you are sitting here in the Roz and Mocha studios.
So basically, Maury contacted me because I think he's been to my seance around 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, my God.
What?
And so he wanted me to bring some stuff in and see if we can have something happen.
So Maury's big question is, are the Roz and Mocha studios haunted?
Oh.
And James is here to find out. And James brought all sorts of stuff. Can you go through the various items that you brought in here today that you're going to use to detect whether or not this studio is haunted?
So I brought a Ouija board just because, you know, you need a Ouija board. We might not use it just because it's hard to do it in here, but I have one. I have an EMF reader. And then I brought an open Dybbuk box, which is the worst of the worst when you deal with the paranormal. So this box is named Isabella, and basically, for those of you who don't know, it's basically from Jewish folklore, and it's a box that contains a demon. What happened is the box got opened many years ago, and a fan sent it to me not knowing what it was. So I brought it into one of the seances last year called Isabella Street Seance, and she legit, possibly, if you believe in this stuff, possessed 6 or 7 people, and we actually have it on video.
So it's a doll in a plexiglass box.
She got sealed up again. We brought her in because she got pretty famous, and people were saying, oh, no, I still feel something with her. So I said, why not bring it on the show and see if we can have anything happen?
Okay. So what do you want to do first, guys?
run away. No, I'm kidding. That's a bad joke.
Maria, you want to join us in the studio right now?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't. No. So the first thing I want to do is, I just tried to bring as many disciplines as I could because we're in a rush. We're trying to make something happen. So we have Isabella. We have a Ouija board. We also have an EMF reader. So
can you just explain what an EMF reader does?
So it's supposed to pick up the electromagnetics around you. So they believe spirits are able to kind of create that.
So it's a little box and it's got a couple of switches on there, and you just flicked a switch and all these lights just started.
So what you have to do, because of everything around us, you have to do is a 60 HZ filter. So I put the filter on, and all of a sudden it shouldn't go as crazy. Now what it's looking for is if there's any difference. Does that kind of make sense?
So there's one bulb that's lighting up, that's flashing green. What does that mean? I ain't touching that. No.
Is it fine right here?
Like, I'm not scared or anything,
sure.
I won't break your stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a little green flash there. What does that mean?
That's just normal. So that's just like saying it's trying to pick something up. But like,
okay, now 3 green lights are going.
Yeah. So between 1 to 4, it's nothing. So that's just a common thing just because of all the stuff going on.
Yeah. All
so right. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm putting it on the Ouija board, but maybe we can try to call Isabella in or something if you're both fine with that. Call her in. I've tried to make something happen because a lot of people have, like, I'm not making this up. We have videos of her. If you believe in possessions, actually, kind of people going into these weird states of mind, so I would highly suggest not touching her.
Okay.
Like, I can't lift the box if you want me to open her up, but I would suggest not touching her if that's okay with both of you.
No problem. I don't want to break your stuff. Maria, you want to do this part here with Isabel?
I'm not touching her.
Okay, she's not touching her. Okay.
But you don't want to be possessed.
So what do we do here then?
Maury will do it. Maury, you want to touch
Maury,
the doll?
Maury, you want
to
do it?
No, not in here.
Why not?
Wait, hold on a second. But you said, James, what is
here? I said not to touch her, but if...
But you also said not to open the box.
I did say that, but if we want to try to make something happen, is that...
Like, okay, James White is here. It's the Halloween show, paranormal expert, and we're trying to figure out whether or not the studios are haunted, and there's a haunted doll in here.
You're basically not getting a more haunted item than this item ever in your studio or ever, ever.
I'm not scared, right, guys?
No.
But, like, maybe just do that, like, in the hallway or something.
Why not just do it in here? It's right here now.
Do you want me to...
So what do? You take the lid off, and then
we can try to call. Like, we can just try and say, like, if there's anyone here, give us a sign. Isabella, if you want to connect to one of us, try to touch one of us on the shoulder.
Do we say it once the box is open?
Yeah, I would say lift it so it's more likely, but it's not fully sealed right now.
Okay.
Mocha just backed up 4 feet.
Yeah,
okay, so he's taking...
No, I'm just giving them room.
He's taking the plexiglass container off the doll. Okay, it looks heavy, too.
It's pretty heavy.
Okay, so the doll is now exposed.
So what does he have to do?
You got to, honestly, for an open Dybbuk box, you got to provoke. So you got to start, like, kind of going, like, Isabella, if you're here, give us a sign. Isabella, if you're here, touch me on the shoulder. If you're Isabella here, press one of these buttons.
No, don't touch my stuff.
Yeah.
But stuff like that is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Isabella, if you are here, yourself known, give us a sign. But just know towards Dammit Maury and Maury only. Nobody else on the show. Nobody else in the room.
Anyone who you want.
No, nobody else.
And now does Maury have to touch the doll?
Look. Oh, wait. That went up a bit. Like, it went to here. I'm not saying it's paranormal, but it is weird timing because it hasn't done anything the whole time.
The box that measures, what is it, the frequency?
The frequency of the room, the electricity. So something did change.
It's lighting up.
I'm not saying it's paranormal, but I'm saying it did go like, it hasn't went that high and it did go that high for a second.
That's what she said.
So you're doing really well, so keep asking.
Mocha, ask again. Does Mori have to touch the doll while?
Do you want to touch the doll? You can if you want. I'm just saying if anything happens to you in the future, I've warned you.
Okay. Then Mori's going to touch the doll. Mocha.
After Mocha says something or before?
Just touch her head. Just gently, 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 gently. There you go, Mocha. So
Isabella, if you are here, please give us a sign. Damn it, Mori is currently touching your head.
Mori has his hand on the doll's head right now.
What happened? Mori just made a face. What happened?
No, I just felt a lot of pressure in my head.
Did you actually, though?
Yeah.
Because you're touching her head and you're feeling it on your head?
Oh, crap. That's probably why.
Yeah. Oh, the thing just lit up again.
Are you serious?
Your box just lit up again.
So did you actually feel pressure on her head?
Right here.
So basically you're saying you touch the doll, you feel pressure, and then that lit up?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, touch the back of the doll now and see if you...
Oh, my God.
So the doll's staring right at me, by the way. Which is a
What
little...
do you feel, Dan Mori?
I felt like a chill.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling pressure here.
Okay, so, Mori, what does a doll feel like? Describe it.
You've actually touched the doll more than anyone has in the past 2 years.
Yo!
Oh,
Rob asked me to describe
it. No, I didn't.
Describe what it feels like.
Yeah, so just, you've already felt the doll.
He tricked you.
Does it feel like, old? Like, what does it feel? Does it feel
it's
old?
Feels
does it
feels spongy. So, is the Roz and Mocha studio haunted?
I would say if you bring stuff in, it can be.
Great.
You know? So we'll see if anything happens after when I'm gone, right?
Yeah,
no. I'm gone. So if anything happens, we have no idea to say.
Okay. James White, you were wonderful. Thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha show today.
But before we look, Mocha, just go over and just touch the Ouija board real quick. Just touch the Ouija board.
I'm
real
good.
Quick.
I'm not scared.
Do you want to touch Isabella?
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
You just touch the Ouija board real quick? Just put your hand on it.
Why don't you touch it?
Because Catherine will never sleep with me ever again if I touch
the
Ouija board.
Yeah, no, I'm not like. Yeah, just touch the Ouija board.
But you look scared though.
No.
You sort of do.
No, I have to go to the washroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, James White, if people want to get more information or they want to come out to one of your events,
you want to touch a Ouija board, Maria?
No, but I will be bringing holy water and sage tomorrow. That's for sure.
Yeah, where do they go, bro?
JamesWhite.com.
JamesWhite.com. Amazing. Thank you, brother.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
bugaboo. I'm levitating. The Milky Way. We're renegading. I got you. Moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you. All night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Seeker.
There's a new place to find live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love. Seeker.
You just won $137,000.
High drive, left field, way back.
Good friend of the show, Mark Wahlberg, will join us to chat about
Seeker. Seeker.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sounds.
Autumn is a season of change. The colors of the leaves and chill in the air. As the days grow shorter, make the moments last longer at Thermea Spa Village. Engage your senses with an off-gust ritual. Delight in seasonal flavors with a carefully crafted culinary experience. Relax in a hot bath and soak in the beauty of autumn. Plan your personalized weekday getaway at thermea.com/whippy. Take good care.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito, like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
One of Hollywood's most prolific comedians hits the stage May 15th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
I don't want you to be insulted tomorrow when I don't recall this conversation.
Paul Reiser, widely celebrated for his roles in hit shows Mad About You and Stranger Things, will make you laugh.
Oh, no, I can hear you, and it's nice to see you. I'm just saying it's not going in, whatever the hell you're saying right now.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Paul Reiser, live, May 15th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
439-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-
here. Turn your love for pizza into delicious rewards. Download our new app and start earning points to redeem for free pizza and exclusive offers. Taste the difference even more with Chow Rewards.
Four, three, nine. Oh, 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 Pizza Nova.
Up, up, and away.
Feeling under the weather? Don't worry, even superheroes catch colds. But at Healthy Planet, we have the secret to building a super immune system with our huge selection of health supplements and organic foods. To get you back to feeling like you can leap a tall building in a single bound, visit HealthyPlanetCanada.com for the store near you. Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop with everyday value.
Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
Mocha. Happy Halloween.
Kiss.
Annual tradition here on the Roz and Mocha Show, on our Halloween show. It's always the live radio drama.
Yeah, this is where we have, nobody has seen this script. We're going to all read this cold and read it live. We have a bunch of sound effects. Dammit, Maury historically has written every single one of these going back to 2014. Is this a 10-year anniversary of the radio drama?
Yes, it is.
Hey! In the past, we started it off with a Bang Bang. If Looks Could Kill was in there. Oh, who could forget Gory Hole? Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
He's a what? That was 2022. Last year was, its face is on my butt. So that was the title of last year's. So, Dammit, Maury, what do we have this year?
The title of the 10th radio drama is... So alarming.
So alarming.
Okay. What sound effects do you have over there?
It's so alarming.
Oh, okay.
What do you have over there, Mocha?
So,
we're going to be using...
There's a bed sound effect.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, so alarming, guys. There's also footsteps.
Okay, I'm feeling this. Yeah.
All right. There's a sound effect of rain.
And we got all the music and everything else ready to go. I will be playing Keith Devonshire. Mm-hmm. Mocha, you will be Alessandro Caliente.
Okay.
Shem is the ghost. Maria, you are the B&B owner, Meredith Longtoe.
Okay.
Dammit, Maury is the narrator. Okay, so without further ado, the 10th anniversary of the Roz and Mocha Show Halloween radio drama live for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
So alarming. A quiet town. Only the sound of rain takes over the sleepy streets of faraway Tree, Nebraska. Two lifelong friends pull into the parking lot of the Phil Inn.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Meredith Longtoe, looking to get in from the rain for the night. First rainfall for the evening.
We're in town for Cuticle Palooza.
Oh, yes, the nail polish convention.
You're the only place with rooms still available. Do your rooms come with alarm clocks?
Did you just ask for an alarm clock? You shouldn't go around just asking for one of those.
While we need to get up early to get good seats for tomorrow's big Q&A, Sylvester Le Gâteau au Péché is unveiling a never-before-seen shade of red.
My sister's brother has an alarm clock in her left side bed table. I'll call her and have it here before you go to sleep. You will be sleeping tonight, right?
Well, I hope so. Anyway, can we book that room now? I'd love to get out of these pants and socks. You might want to clear out the place when I do. Ooh-wee.
I'll give you room 223R. No, wait, that's too close to where he hides. You'll be in room 12A.
After an evening of checkers and room service, the two lifelong friends are ready for bed. They set the alarm for 6:30 a.m. and turn off the lights. But little do they know, they're not alone.
6:30 a.m.? Hell nah! That ain't gonna happen. I'll just fix this. 10:30 a.m. is a bit better. Good night, losers.
Oh, boy. What a great sleep. Oh, gosh, Alessandra, wake up. You got drool on my shoulder again.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's a bit bright for 6 a.m. Did we sleep in?
Oh, my God, it's 10:30. We missed the conference.
Panic floods the room as they scramble to gather their things. But as they move, the ghost materializes before them, flickering like a faulty light bulb.
Did I say 10:30? I meant to say you should stay here forever!
What do we do?
Well, we can't let him keep us here!
Ooh, but I thrive on chaos! You'll never escape my grasp.
Just then, a thought strikes them. Tomorrow is the free hand cream event at 7 a.m. They can't miss it.
Wait, what if we all fell asleep with this alarm clock between us?
But how's that gonna help?
If we face each other and cuddle, maybe the clock will keep him from messing with our sleep. It'll be a barrier.
A clock? What kind of plan is that?
We don't have time. Let's do it.
Alessandro and Keith awkwardly shuffle, positioning themselves face to face. The alarm clock nestles between them.
On three. One, two,
three!
The lifelong friends close their eyes tightly, and the ghost hovers closer. An eerie chill fills the room.
You think this will stop me?
Just go back to sleep, Mr. Ghost, sir.
Suddenly, the alarm clock begins to vibrate violently, a blurring sound piercing the tension.
It's working! Keep holding the clock!
With a final furious shriek, the ghost dissipates into a cloud of mist, the sound of distant laughter echoing as he fades away.
You haven't seen the last of me!
The room falls silent, the storm outside beginning to ease. The two lifelong friends slowly open their eyes, still cuddled face to face.
Did we do it?
I think we just out-cuddled a ghost.
But we have to get up in an hour for the hand cream event.
Right. Let's just hope the ghost doesn't mess with us again.
Everything all right in there? I heard some strange moans last night.
Do you really want to know?
It's a bit personal.
All right, then. Just make sure to keep it down. That was interesting.
Question. Dan Mori, for the past 10 years, right?
Yeah.
These ghost stories that you write, mm-hmm. these radio dramas,
mm-hmm.
why every single story are Roz and I, like, paired up as some, like, a couple?
If you haven't figured it out by now after 10 years, these Halloween stories that Mori writes are Roz and Mocha gay fan fiction.
Yeah, like, Maury's Roz and Mocha gay yes. fan fiction.
Yes. It's like online when you read those stories about Han Solo and Luke Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I've
that didn't happen in the Millennium Falcon.
Can't wait for next year.
Right?
Anyway,
that you haven't seen the last of me.
So alarming.
Happy Halloween from the Roz and Mocha Show on KISS.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight.
Do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Dammit Maury and Maria.
Oh, no.
Late one night, visited a cemetery.
Damn.
What time of night was this?
Late, dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's, you don't, yeah. Sun goes down early here.
Yeah, it goes down.
You gotta wait.
After seven.
Yeah.
The purpose of going, Maury did not mention to Maria. Now, did you know that you were going to the cemetery? You just didn't know what you were doing there? Mm-hmm. Or Maury just said, hey, we're going somewhere?
He just said, are you available tonight?
Oh.
That's all. Damn. I said, yeah.
Damn.
It works all the time.
Oh, no. Maria, you giving out the cheat code?
No, that is not a cheat code.
Maria's been waiting so long for somebody to ask that. She said yes to Maury.
Alright, here's what happened.
Okay, so I think you have to turn left here.
Okay, hold on. I need to put this in my map because I don't know where I'm going.
Left.
Ever.
I said left.
I know, but do you know where we're going after that? No, probably not.
Left. Just.
So we're just going to keep turning left until we get there?
No, but start with the left.
Oh, there's someone there. I did not see that guy.
We're here. On your right. We've made it.
Why are we pulling into a cemetery?
Okay, pull in.
Maury, what are we doing here?
Happy Halloween. We're visiting a cemetery.
No, are we doing some creepy things today?
Have you ever been to a cemetery at night?
No, because usually they're meant because the people are sleeping to stay home.
Okay, park over here. Do you know people are just dying to be here? We're going to go to a grave. Are you ready?
No, but let's do it. Fine.
Seriously?
Well, what else are we going to do? Sit in the car? Might as well get out.
So at this point, Maria, what's going through your mind?
I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't need haunted people or spirits getting attached to me while I'm at a cemetery. I don't know what's going to pop out of the trees.
At any point when you guys were there, were you thinking we should just turn around and leave?
I was going to leave him there.
What?
See you later. Have fun.
They get out of the car. They're walking around, and then they actually end up seeing somebody.
Oh.
Okay, let's go into this. Is it a crypt? Why don't we go into the crypt?
What's a crypt? Isn't it a church?
No, crypt is like where there's like people are buried inside of a room. No, what is this?
This is the funeral chapel.
I thought that was a crypt.
No. Well, back in the day, the basement was.
Oh my God. What's a dead house?
Well, they didn't bury in the wintertime. They didn't have jackhammers and stuff, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just walk around out here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're a real person, right? You're alive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last time I checked, it was.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like something a spirit would say.
Yeah,
this guy was
lie.
Creepy.
So, was this like a random that was there or somebody who like works there?
He was a worker.
Wow.
I don't know why he was there that late, but I mean.
He crossed the door. What was that?
I know, it's too dark, but walk to your right.
Okay.
Walk to your right.
Ow, Maury, that's a tree!
Oh my God, are you sure it's a tree? Okay, walk forward. What's there?
That's a branch. My hair is getting caught in the branch. Maury! Someone's recently buried here. We can't. Someone's recently buried. I am so sorry. Is this someone's thing? Did I just step on someone? No.
Okay, let's go to this one here.
Okay, but Maury, you have to be careful where you're walking. You can't step on a dead person's grave. Watch out! That's someone's body.
Maury, what's that?
Where? What? Maury,
oh, too easy.
Okay, let's go to this recently buried. Come here.
No.
Okay, fresh gravesite, right?
Oh.
Fresh gravesite.
Fresh.
Oh. Kneel down at the fresh gravesite.
Oh.
Cool. I have this I want us to read.
I'm doing my cross because I feel very bad. Do you say my?
I'm going to do the mourner's Kaddish. Do you have your flashlight with you? Or
yeah, hold on. Let me turn it on. Yes. Okay. Yep.
I have a Latin thing for us to read. Okay, ready?
Ad omnes. Omnes or omne?
Omnes.
Ad omnes.
Mortuus.
Mortuus. Qui me audire possent?
Signum nobius date ut resurgitus.
Why don't we just read?
Here's the translation.
To all the dead who can hear me, give us a sign that you're waking up. Rise dead, rise dead. What the f***, Maury?
You just woke up the dead.
Great, so now we're going to have things haunt us all the way back home. I'm going to need to pray and drink holy water when I get home. Maury, stop touching my arms. I know you're trying to freak me out. Get away from me.
Anything you want to say to the dead?
I'm a good person. Please don't harm me.
This was freaky. I think we should go.
You know what? I don't like this at all. Let's go. Let's go. What did I just say? Let's go home.
Yeah, hot date, right, Maria?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Best one ever.
Yeah. Kiss. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
And weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy. You know that
I'm greedy, but... Kiss 92.5.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Over 100 million people around the world have felt the thrill of Broadway's most spectacular musical, Disney's The Lion King. And now you can too. Experience this breathtaking theatrical event and see why the New York Times declares there is simply nothing else like it. Don't miss The Lion King at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre beginning November 2nd. Get your tickets at Mervish.com.
Hey you, Bravo's now in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Subscribe now with your TV service provider. Fall in Canada has never been hotter.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I put good all in my kidneys. This small jug don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me yo if you suffer me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll yeah. go there. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sweet, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Sis, I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't know I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more. Yeah. Cause trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Settle.
Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Happy Halloween. Welcome to the Halloween edition of the Roz and Mocha Show. Welcome to the Halloween edition of the DM Deep Dive. Got a lot of questions and comments coming through. Maria, who controls the Kiss social accounts, gets them all, puts them together, and we talk about them on the show.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
All right. Jeremiah's asking.
Jeremiah.
What is something you've always wanted to dress up as, but never got the chance to?
Your mother.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Bro. Do you have an answer, Maria?
No. Really? I think I've like dressed up as everything I've wanted to be.
Go through the list. Can you remember? Go through a list of things that you've dressed up as. Like,
okay,
past couple of years.
From ones I remember, I would say I was a crazy cat lady one year.
Yeah.
I dressed up as... Oh, my God.
That's
I can't
racist.
Yeah.
You guys know, like, Riff Raff, the rapper?
Yeah.
I dressed up as...
That's also racist.
I love Riff Raff.
I had grills and
no,
braids.
No, you didn't. Do you have a picture?
No.
That's a racist costume of a racist costume.
No, it's not.
What's that one song you had? Oh, like, Tiptoeing in the Jowdies.
In the Jowdies.
Love it. Roz, do you have an answer?
Of what's something always I've always wanted to dress up as?
Yeah,
no. Do I, like, there was nothing I ever really wanted to dress up as. I think maybe when I was younger, I remember trying to get a couple dudes together to go as wrestlers.
Oh, nice.
But the problem is when you're younger, in order to properly do wrestlers, like the, cause at the time, the big wrestlers, right? You needed the outfits like the leotards kind of thing, right? And, or you needed to sort of make your own. Mm-hmm. And one, nobody was going to go to school with just like underpants on and knee pads, right? It's a very hard thing to do. Even like, even if you wore like a t-shirt or something like that, unless you wanted to be like a Bret Hart where he had like the singlet with the pants.
Yeah.
But that's too difficult to make.
You need the sunglasses.
You do, but that stuff's too difficult to make. Like you couldn't be Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
No.
Because as cool as that was, like you put that outfit on, you're not leaving the house.
Yeah, not at all.
Right? So I never got to be wrestlers, with people. And I'll tell you, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, because I think that maybe I probably would have been the one who wouldn't leave the house, and then all my friends would have shown up and I wouldn't have.
You know how your brother works at the amusement park Wonderland?
Yeah.
And he has his elaborate costume that he made himself.
Yes.
Right? Very elaborate, scary ass monster. I've always wanted to do something like that.
Right.
Where like you're covered head to toe. I don't have the skill set to make a costume like that.
He does his own silicone masking, right? So like there was a day, it was like a 2 Halloweens ago where he was working on his latest one that he wears, and he was like, hey, can you come up to the office for a second? And I went upstairs to his office, and he had all this, it looked like a Dexter kill room.
Yeah.
And he had all this plastic laid out, and then he lied down on the floor and he put his head with a cutout thing, his head inside this like Tupperware, this Rubbermaid.
Yeah.
And he put straws in his nose, these super long straws. And he was like, you see that bucket? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, it's full of silicone. And I'm like, okay, cool. What do you want me to do with it? And he's like, fill this bucket and cover my head.
Oh my God. For how long?
Until it's set. And he breathes through his nose through these tiny little straws.
Wait, how long did he have to stay there for?
It was like, I think it was like a half hour.
Did he fall asleep?
No. Were you sitting there watching? Yeah,
him?
I watched just in case he didn't die. Yeah. Right.
Because
he has
talking to him.
No, he can't talk. He can't talk. So I'm just sitting there because he has to make a mold of his own face.
Yeah.
Right. And so I had to pour the bucket. I was like the bucket guy that filled his bucket with goo.
If anybody walked.
Okay.
That's your brother, man. Okay. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Yasmin says, at what age should you stop trick-or-treating?
Damn it, Maury, I'm sure that this comes down to a social ethics kind of thing. What are your feelings on this?
I don't think you should... anyone can trick-or-treat. I don't see why
and
adults
grown-ups?
Can't. Why not?
No.
I think it's fun for the whole family.
No.
Also,
no,
this can't. Is the first year my condo is allowing candy.
Oh, that's right. You live in a condo. No trick-or-treating in condos, right?
This year you can.
So
you
did
can.
You and Matthew buy candy to give out tonight?
No.
No.
Oh, no, they go.
Lights are out.
I think maybe 16 might be the cutoff. I think that was the last.
16,
yeah, I think 16 was the last year that my friends and I went out.
Size matters, though, also.
Always.
Right? but it does, because I was like, when I was 13, right, I was like almost 6 foot.
Oh,
so I was the guy who went trick or treating where people thought that I was a grown up, right? Where I had friends who were much shorter than I was, and they could get away with it for years. You just throw a mask on.
Mm.
You walk up to a house, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Right. But for me, it was always difficult. So yeah, I would say that, that when it comes to, trick or treating, size does matter.
Maria, we have time for one more deep dive, please.
As you get older, what does the ideal Halloween weekend look like to you? Is it going out? Is it chilling with your kids? Staying in for a hot, spooky date? What does it look like?
Bloody.
Oh, wow. Before we get back to Roz's answer, what's your answer, Maria?
No, not that, actually. Honestly, it's changed over the years. I think, like, I would like to go to, like, a house party and dress up, but also, like, I'm so good staying in and watching, like, Halloween movies and eating candy and just hanging out with a bottle of wine.
Like the best,
I love
right?
that. I did that recently before Halloween, and now I'm going to probably do it again.
Yeah,
tonight.
There you go. Roz, your answer. Back to your answer. Is it still death and blood?
Death and blood.
Mm. And,
more death and more blood.
Throughout the entire evening?
The whole, that's my killing time.
Okay. Do you put a straw in the blood cup? Like,
excuse me.
Okay. No. You know, is it coming out of a glass? You know,
no,
are you drinking
no,
it classy?
Maria, you just wait until you fall asleep on the couch. I'll show you where the blood comes from.
That's so weird, dude. That's your coworker, bro. thank you, ladies. Oh God, ladies and gentlemen, for all your DMs for today's Halloween Roz and Mocha DM deep dive. Keep them coming in. We do this on the show every single day. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Happy Halloween!
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right. Give me everything.
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Tasha, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story Halloween edition.
Tasha, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
Let's say 2011 or 12.
Okay.
In Queens, New York.
Okay. Okay.
Big up Queens. I have enough family out there. All right. So what happens in Queens, New York back in the day there?
So when I was a teenager, my bedroom was in the attic of my parents' house. And one night I go to sleep like any other night and I proceed to have one of the wildest experiences I've ever had. Right. So I go to sleep. I wake up within the dream and there's a woman standing in the corner of my room. She's very obviously a ghost. Like, you can see through her. I don't know this woman. She looks like from olden times.
What does she look like?
She's like kind of overweight. She's wearing like a colonial dress.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very obviously ghosty.
Okay.
She's like, hey, would you mind playing with my son? He needs someone to play with. He has no friends. Like, I'd really love for someone to play with him. In my head, I'm thinking like, this is a dream. Let's ride the wave, right? So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Tasha, at this point, yeah. You know that you're dreaming.
It's like very obviously a dream. It feels dreamy.
Okay.
Like, it's hazy.
Uh-huh.
She's like a see-through woman. It just feels, it's giving dream, you know?
Okay. Gotcha,
I don't know
gotcha.
If you ever had an experience like that where you know you're dreaming, but I've had moments like where I'm like,
it happens
I know
to me
dreaming.
All the time. I'm like, I get night terrors like crazy.
So she asks you, hey, can you play with my son?
Yes. She's like, can you play with my son? And I'm like, sure. As I say yes, pan to the right of my bedroom,
mm-hmm.
a little boy appears, equally as ghosty, see-through, dressed in colonial, like olden times. He has like a little bow tie. It's very just like, oh, out of place, right? So he walks over to my bed. He's like, let's play arm wrestling. I'm like, sure. Like, he's a little boy. That makes sense. Like, let's play arm wrestling. You know, he puts his hand in my hand. His hand is ice cold. But I can like feel the weight of his hand.
So you're not going through him or anything like this. Like,
no,
you can actually get
I'm not
a grip.
Going
okay.
His hand is on my hand.
All right.
Holding my hand.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
We're kind of, you know, we're doing the arm wrestling thing. I'm pushing his hand. He's pushing my hand, but no one's really winning. And so I'm like, come on, like, push my hand down. And he pins my hand down with like force. And then he like drops his head a bit and gets this sick grin on his face, like huge. And he goes, you don't want to play this game with me. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean? Like, let's continue. Like, let's play arm wrestling. And so I kind of pick our hands back up, reset the arm wrestling. He digs his nails like into the webbed part of my hand and starts pushing my hand into the mattress, going, I win, 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 I win. Freak me out. I rip my hand away. And as I rip my hand away, he's like staring at me with that grin and becomes a huge cloud of smoke. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, stick with me for a second. Like, he becomes this cloud of smoke. I remember like jumping out in the dream and I wake up in real life, but I'm standing fully on my feet. And I'm away from my bed.
And what do you see?
Nothing. It's like, it's daytime.
And what do you feel?
I feel the scratches of his fingernails on my hand, like red hot.
And did you look at your hand and were there scratches
there? I looked at my hand, but nothing was there. But I felt the sensation of the scratch. So I freak out. I run out of my bedroom. It's in the attic. So I have ways to go. So I like run down the stairs. I go to the kitchen. And my mom and my sister are in the kitchen. My mom is a very like spiritual woman, very religious. We grew up Roman Catholic. So we always have like holy water in the house. My mom's like, my family's Haitian. So we're constantly like blessing the house. And so I'm like, mom, like I just had the craziest like dream. Oh my God. Like, this is what happened. I was standing. And so usually my mom is with the she's like, sure, I'll go bless this room or bless your car or whatever. This time she was like, the holy water is right behind you. Grab some salt and you're going to go do it yourself. And so I'm like, whatever, like I'll do it. So I go upstairs and I have the holy water in one hand and I have the salt in my other hand. I have like the holy water in a bottle. I'm just like, you know, throwing the holy water around, throwing the salt around. I get to my bed and I throw the salt and it sizzles as soon as it hits the mattress.
No, it doesn't.
It goes. I fly. I think I teleported down those stairs. Like, I
When you say sizzle, like bacon in a frying pan sizzle?
Like bacon in a frying pan, like my body in hell. Like, that's how I felt. Like,
okay, so you teleport downstairs.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm screaming. I'm like, I'm not going back up there until you guys douse this house in holy water. I am not entering that room again. Full boycott of the bedroom. A few days later, my mom got a priest. He came and blessed the house from the attic to the basement. And I never had an issue like that ever again in my life.
But did you do any research to see like who would have lived in that house centuries ago or years ago to figure out who the lady ghost and her kid were?
You know, I never did. It was like 2010, 2012 when this was going on. That never occurred to me at the time to like research the history of my house. And I definitely want to find out a way to see the history of this house. See if anybody died in there, because that was a unforgettable moment.
Do your folks still live in that house?
Yeah, my parents still live in that house.
No, and no problems for them.
No problems.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That was one hell of a story.
Wasn't it?
See, here's why I would never be in this situation. One, I'm not a religious guy, but if somebody ever said, hey, can you watch my kid and just play with them? I'd be like, no.
No, absolutely. Because you're a sane person. Because you have sense. That's why.
Tasha, you are the best. Big up, queens. Thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, thank you guys so much. This was fun.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequined stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile. Even when you wanna die, he said he loved me all his life. But that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. Broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday.
92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Here we are. Friday, baby.
I see.
Ooh. What's going on?
Yes.
How's everybody's Halloween last night?
Chaotic.
Yeah, right?
So boring.
Yo.
Boring?
So, yeah.
Here's a wild thing. So we're all sending pictures back and forth in the group chat, right?
Yeah.
And Roz is sending a picture of his neighborhood, and it looks like chaos. There's stuff everywhere. People have their houses it looks like when you walk into an amusement park that's holding their Halloween night.
Yeah, it's crazy. My neighborhood's nuts.
My neighborhood, and I know Maria lives not too far away from where I live. Yeah. Maria said your neighborhood was dead, right?
Oh, I think I gave candy to 6 or 8 kids. Like, that was the max. By 7.
Our neighborhood was, decent.
Yeah.
Not busy. And I went out and I bought extra candy because I thought we were going to run out.
Yeah.
And the weather was gorgeous, so I thought all the kids were going to be out. There was no rain. Perfect. We didn't have a lot of kids.
No.
Like, by the end of it, I think we were inside by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We were also inside by a little after 8, but that was only because we had enough chips and chocolate for 575 kids.
Holy, what?
And we were done, out, cleaned out by 8 o'clock.
You had more than 500 kids show up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro, that's why. I wish my street was like that, though. That's so festive.
They come in, they come in packs of 10, right?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. So you're doing 10 at a time. Imagine just doing 10 kids at a time, 10 kids at a time, 10 kids at a time. And there's no lull in between kids. It's 10 kids at a time. And I gave out, my doorbell rang.
Uh-huh.
Rang.
We just set up a table outside
kids
in the driveway.
Went from school to my neighborhood.
Wow. But it was still light outside for 3 hours.
4 p.m. is when I had my first kid.
What?
4 p.m. is when I had my first kid.
But the sun didn't go down until 6
They went
something.
From school, right? And then
because they know. I guess because they know.
And then 4:30, I'm already sitting on the stoop because the parents are bringing their babies.
Got it.
Which understand. I mean, 4:30 is a little early, but I get the babies. You know, they got to go to bed. Yeah.
So 4:30 to 5 is the babies. Uh-huh. Like, literally, when I say babies, I mean, not even able to walk yet. I mean, kid in a stroller,
a
stroller.
Oh, we had a couple of those.
Where they put the bucket on the baby's lap and the baby's
So who's eating the candy?
The parents. I don't know who it was in my neighborhood, but Rox went trick-or-treating with two of her girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They all went to the same houses.
Okay.
And somebody on my street has taken, the whole trick-or-treat to another level.
Okay.
Because they got back to our place, and they were all going through their candy. They all did the same houses, right? My kid, bag full of candy. Mm. Friend number one, bag full of candy. Friend number two, bag full of candy, but also a potato.
Oh, amazing.
Stop. Oh, my God.
French fries.
So somebody was stealthily putting potatoes in kids' bags, which was really great.
Did you dress up, Rose?
I did not. No, I did not. There was no time.
Then why was everyone walking by and being like, yo, let's go to the house with the gargoyle sitting on the steps?
Why would you? I'm like, bro, that's not cool.
That's the house.
The roast is over, man.
Oh, okay. There's a gargoyle again.
Oh,
he's
Shem,
out.
You don't think the roast is over? Shem, hold on. Let me get my file.
Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac. Jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. Then suddenly I woke up one day, looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so bad. keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control.
Think about it.